In the split second before their collision, Theron recognized the man on the other side of the door. His old friend, Captain Pressick. Theron plowed into his knees, sending them both crashing to the ground. In the tight confines of the stairwell, the momentum of their flailing bodies had a domino effect on the other guards, and the entire team was sent sprawling. The one farthest back from the door tumbled down the stairwell, while the others were knocked from their feet in a pile of thrashing limbs. Theron's impact jammed his sore shoulder, and the pain made him lose his grip on his assault rifle. Despite this, he was still the first to regain his feet. Pressick's eyes opened wide in recognition as he saw who was responsible for the carnage. As Pressick reached for the pistol on his hip, Theron delivered a hard kick to his jaw, stunning him. Then he scooped up his assault rifle from the ground and sprang backward into the hall. One of the other soldiers had managed to collect himself enough to fire off a wild shot with his own weapon. The bolt whizzed by Theron's ear as he slapped at the panel, shutting the door with a sharp whoosh. He heard the ricochet of a second shot deflect off the door panel as he turned and sprinted back toward the minister's office. He managed to duck inside just as the stairwell door opened again, and a barrage of bolts whisked down the corridor. Theron slung the backpack off his shoulders so it wouldn't impede his movement. Staying low to the floor, he poked his head around the corner to return fire. Knowing he'd present too tempting a target if he took the time to aim, he squeezed off a burst of wild shots, hoping to get lucky. He didn't hear any cries of pain, but he also didn't hear the sound of feet charging down the hall toward him. He may not have hit his target, but at least he'd made them think twice about coming after him. Unfortunately, they had him pinned down, and they knew it. The hallway was filled with a steady barrage of blaster bolts, suppressing fire to keep Theron from getting off a return shot. He reached into the backpack and pulled out a small reflective mirror. Carefully, he angled it so he could see down the hall without exposing himself to the endless rain of enemy shots. What he saw didn't fill him with encouragement. Captain Pressick was back on his feet, and he and the other members of his team were crouched low and advancing down the hall, pressing themselves up against opposite walls of the corridor. The others were positioned several meters behind them, weapons trained on the office door, ready to unleash with their assault rifles if Theron exposed himself again. Theron realized his situation was hopeless. If he still had his detonators, he might be able to toss one down the hall. Even though leaning around the corner to make the throw would be the last thing he ever did, at least he'd take a few of the Imperial scum with him. Actually, Theron realized, I can take them all with me. He scrambled over to the explosives by the minister's desk, knowing he could set off the entire charge just by pulling out the wrong wire on the timer. With the amount of detonite he'd used, the blast would take out the entire team and reduce him to ashes and dust. He took a deep breath, readying himself for a martyr's death. He knew the men outside were getting close. In a few more seconds, it would all be over. Guess Jace and I aren't going to get to know each other better after all.